This is the diction file for Dan Dich Le Li. Now, before I go into the full pronunciation of this piece, there's two sounds that I would like to go over with you because they are not sounds that we use in the English language. The first one is the sound when you see the two letters together, H followed by an L. Now, in this particular case, what you're going to do is press the tongue just behind your front teeth as if you're going to pronounce the L, and then blow air over both sides of the tongue. Now that sounds kind of weird, but here's kind of how it sounds. Hlay. Hlay. Now be careful, it's easy to move that over into more of a shh, but it's not that. It's hlay. All right. The second is this language where you're singing in the Osa language, and you've got a tongue click in this one, and that is the C tongue click. And the C tongue click is very similar to if you were scolding someone. In this case, you actually press your tongue on the alveolar ridge right behind your front teeth. There's a bony ridge, and you suck backwards on it. And again, that sounds like a really tricky thing to do, but if you listen to this sound, I think you'll know what I'm talking about. Sometimes it's represented in writing in English as TSK, like tisk, tisk, but we would say tsk, tsk. So it's like that. And that's the sound of your C. So let's go over the diction here. Dan dich le li. Em nya me ni. O dan di inga. U lovi wam. Kumbula lovi. Kumbula sweeti wam. O kumbula dali wam. U lovi wam. Second verse. Dan dich le li. Em nya me ni da di si fa e h I v. And then finally, if you're a bass, you'll sing azuma zuma zuma zuma. And that's it.